My name is Nancy Dorfee, and I'm one of the owner bakers at Sugar Mama's Bakery in Flagstaff. Right now, I am making some brownies and some cookies and some Danish, and I'm about to start cream puffs. I usually get up in the morning around 2, and then I'm in the bakery by 3. Whether I'm awake or not, that's a whole different question. I never get enough sleep. That is probably the worst part about this. But for the most part, I get to go home in the early afternoon and hang out with my dog, and I get to see my friends as long as they don't expect me to stay up past 8 o'clock at night. It could be my whole life getting up at 2 in the morning. I hope not. I can't imagine I'm going to have the energy for this at 60. I barely have the energy for this at 40.
Hey, my name is Nathan Wiegand. I work at the Y Chevron here on Milton, part-time graveyard. Usually I've been getting up about 3 or 4 in the afternoon. I go home and sleep from like quarter to 7 until about then. It's pretty crazy. I've been here doing this for a little over a year. I deal with, you know, all the crazies, drunks, whack jobs, you name it, I deal with them at night. And 3-4 months ago, I got held up at gunpoint, made front page headlines. It was really nothing. Small caliber .22 rifle, and they caught him and everything, you know. But ever since then, I start packing. So about the only thing I actually look forward to is going home, to be honest with you. I haven't had a decent, I guess you call it, day's sleep in over a year.
My name is Christine White, and I'm a custodian at NAU. I clean KNAU and the NAU PD. I have to get up at 3:30 or 3:15. I've been doing this for 22 years. I haven't minded getting up that early, but it has, I mean, you have to go to bed early, and sometimes that's hard. And I've ended up with sleep apnea and, you know, heart problems. And they say sleep deprivation has a lot to do with getting sleep apnea. I can't wait to retire.
98 is clear. Conoco, Butler, San Fran. My name is Uriah Miller, and at the moment I just drive a taxi. I work 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. I love it because I get to see the sunrise and the sunset, and it doesn't affect my social life at all because it is my social life, driving a cab. I can be the psychiatrist, I can listen, I can make you laugh. Pretty much I just feel out the person when they get in the cab and see what the mood they're in and go from there. There's been plenty of occasions where someone gets in the cab and they're really bummed and they're just need a vent on something, and I'm there to listen, and by the time they get out of the cab, like, thank you so much for listening, I appreciate it. It's like, no problem. It's always a pleasure.
Hi, I'm Linda Apple, and I'm an EMT tech at Flagstaff Medical Center's emergency department. I work the night shift, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. I have my little routine. I come home. I make my tea. I usually take an ibuprofen PM. I have my room completely blacked out, and I keep a fan going for that white noise and go to bed. And my naturopath, as soon as I started doing it, she's like, you know, Linda, there are so many health implications to people who work shift work and who work night work. You know, you're really going to need to pay attention. There's a higher incidence rate of heart disease and of all this, and depression and all this other stuff. And it's like being in a casino once you get in there. It's the, you know, harsh fluorescent lighting, and there's tons of activity going on. I wish we could pump oxygen through the vents like they do in casinos, but it'd probably be really great for everyone. But there's a certain type of personality that can do that work and that functions that way, and we're all a little crazy, and I always feel like superhero, like, tunes should play when we're all walking out of the break room together at 7 o'clock, like Rocky or something, like, da-na-na, you know, here we come, you know?